This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. Back in the saddle again. I'm Doug Steffen. This is actually the Talk Radio Countdown with the members of the Good Day Gang and the DJV facility, which includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine this past week. Has seen some interesting developments in several different areas. I will go through the stories and the people, and then we'll take our time with some of the things to give you an educated, experienced overview of, we think, of some of the top issues. And you can chime in as well, following along on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. What about you? Well, you've got a Twitter handle, don't you, Richie? What's yours?
Yeah, at Rich McFadden.
At Rich McFadden.
At Rich
really
McFadden.
Creative,
Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Like that. Well, I used another name for so long, and people are like, why are you using that name? Why don't you use your own name? That's stupid. So I switched it.
But
all right, no
Twitter
stupids
started,
here.
We never knew that. Like, we never knew what it was going to be. So now
right.
We do. Yeah.
Right.
We
That's
do.
The reason I used a fake name is because we were like, okay, what's this stupid thing? I'm not using my real name here.
What's this flash in the pan?
Who knew?
All right. Number 10 on the countdown, the NFL. And the action, Tom Brady, what, they're 7-1, I think, on the season. Aren't the Patriots going to win again? Is that the way it looks? You know, whoever else is playing is immaterial, apparently. Right? No other teams matter.
Richie, besides the Patriots?
Yeah. Right.
I'm a Redskins fan, so they went to England so that they could tie last week, and they got to buy this week.
They were
so.
In England last week, too?
Uh-huh. With you.
Followed me.
They called me, and they said, where's Doug? We want to go hang out with him.
Good. Yeah. They were in the big city. I was not. All right, so anyway, so Jennifer, you, what's going on with that Los Angeles football franchise? I haven't followed
that
at all. Yeah.
Well, they're terrible, but so is our division, so that's the good news. And the Rams' record is 3 wins, 4 losses. So, you know, they're having an okay season, but in the rankings, they're doing pretty well. So,
really?
Yeah. All right, it's so all about your division.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is anybody going, are there any seats being filled in that stadium?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Are you kidding? It's a sellout. It's a big deal. People pay $100 just to park near the Coliseum.
What?
Just to, yeah, the parking situation. See, what's happening with the Rams is that they're building a stadium right now by Hollywood Park, which is very close to LAX. And so once that stadium goes in, then there won't be this issue. But right now they're using the Coliseum in downtown LA, which is near USC. And there just isn't parking to accommodate the people that want to tailgate. So the parking
That's
is at a premium.
Because nobody wants to be there, that part of town.
$100 to park.
The exposition, the science, and there's a lot of stuff being built up around it.
Much like Washington, D.C., Los Angeles is a transient city. So having locals there who actually attach themselves to the team.
More and more, though, Richie. More and more of that.
Well, but what will happen is that you will get more seats filled by somebody who wants to see their home team that's in town
right.
than seats filled by the locals who are actually attached to that local city.
But to be fair, the Rams were there before, and so there are a lot of fans who go, oh, they're back, and now
right,
they're
they
for
left.
Them again.
Yeah.
Well, I just know a lot of celebrities who that I follow on social media. They seem to always be at Rams games, so
yeah.
There's definitely some sort of a draw there. Whether
all right, what about your team in New York? You're a New Yorker, Victoria. What's going on with the team?
You Jets
in New York?
Or Giants?
I am Giants.
You're Giants, okay.
Yes.
The New York football Giants are on the air.
Boo.
I like Eli. Eli's
Boo.
Good.
Eli's right. Fun guy. He's a
yeah.
good guy.
All right, so you're being unfair to Victoria because she hadn't been able to express herself, Reggie.
Oh, well, I don't have much to add except this year.
Yeah, okay, so number 9, there are 2 items on the countdown this week that have to do with sports because of the Cubs winning the World Series.
Amazing.
That has an item of its own. This is something that it is, what was the old curse of the Bambino? What was that? Who would that apply?
That's it.
That was for the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Harry Carey rolls over in his grave.
It's all about a goat, yep.
Yep. And green apples. Okay, so they're having a big celebration.
Let me tell you this something. This story couldn't have played out any better. With the Indians. The Indians, if they would have played anybody else, everybody would have been rooting for the Indians because it had been so long, and the whole wild thing, and Bob Uecker, and just all that. But they had to get the Cubs.
Uecker does Milwaukee. What are you talking about?
He does Milwaukee, but he was
in the movie.
He was in the movie Major League. Just a bit outside, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
And there was a petition to have him call the game.
Yeah,
which and it got like 30,000 signatures.
Yeah, but so then the Cubs end up being the team that plays the Indians, and the series was great. Game 7 was something that you've never seen. The rain delay and the two
dramatic.
The two runs scored on a wild pitch. It was just a crazy, crazy game that went till 1 o'clock in the morning, and the story ended perfectly.
And it was such a nice distraction from all of the divisive ugliness of the election.
So great.
Yeah. Who are you voting for? Whoever the player was, I'm not telling you.
The Cubs.
Yeah, I'm voting for the. The Cubs for president. All right, next up, what's going on with Brexit? We'll focus on that as our overview of the hot hits of the week here on the, well, the occasion is that we bring everybody together. And this is something that I decided to do, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. We've had a lot of people from various programs on this program focusing on the hot hits, the countdown show. I thought, why don't I bring my own staff together from various places and pieces of information that they have, because Jennifer certainly is no stranger to all of this with her work on a local station in Los Angeles that has to do with many of the issues of the day. Richie's no stranger to this, having talked about these things for years on this program with me. Victoria has been on.
I'm just here just the token millennial.
I'm fine with that.
No,
but you had good radio experience, but not talking necessarily about all of these same issues.
Right.
And so it makes it, it's a good mix, I think. That's why we're doing this. Brexit in the Focus, up next here at 13 past the hour.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website.
Now that's a game plan.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. The items of interest top 10 were at number 8, which is about Brexit. I was in England for the past 10 days. There's lots of buzz about what will happen as a result of Brexit. It's going to take a couple of years, and now it looks like the courts in England are getting in the way of Ms. May, the new Prime Minister, getting the Brexit thing going. The Brexit thing is basically about immigration. The largest cities being London, Birmingham, and Manchester overrun with immigrants from the Middle East, and they've always had a large immigrant population, especially in London. Not so much in the northern cities, but London has had lots of immigrants ever since. I've been going to England since the 70s, and you see a lot of it's just like it's accepted because it's part of the internationalism of London. But when you see all of these people, they're obviously strangers. They don't fit in, and they're trying to survive, and they don't have any money.
They don't assimilate,
so they're doing,
right?
No, they don't assimilate at all. And they're getting jobs. It's the same impact that we've seen or heard or talked about here with the immigrants coming from South America or from Mexico and taking jobs. This is the same feeling. That's why people are so... It would be good, and I say this as a sort of reflection, we go down the pike to the presidential race, the real issues for most of us aren't what's being trumped, if you'll pardon the pun, by the news media. Whether Hillary tells the truth or she doesn't, or Donald Trump is a lech, that isn't really reflective of where their policies are. And so it's hard to dismiss both of those things, for sure. For me, it is anyway. But the other side of it is, I want to know what they're going to do as the problem continues to escalate with not only the number of immigrants that are coming into our country, but how much they're costing us to have them here and how we roll over backwards to take care of people who are doing us harm. Not all of them. Many of them are contributors. And that's the other crazy thing about our immigration policy. After September 11th, they passed that stupid Patriot Act, which basically requires that if you come over here from some country and you're a good student, you get your way through school, graduate, and you want to stay here, you can't. They don't want you to stay because you're from some questionable country.
The axis of evil, right?
Yeah. So
the thing is, though, with refugees, this is so ridiculously overblown. Refugees are supposed to be primarily women and children who have been displaced by civil war. Men who are of able-bodied age, like in their 20s and their 30s, are supposed to be fighting said war. Yep. So we should not even be having this discussion about men being involved when they make up 50% of the refugee population.
That's a great point. What a great
point. It's so absolutely ridiculous how this has become such a joke. This has become a ticket for people to get to other places. And look, I feel sorry for these people, but if we're going to call them refugees, they should be women, and they should be children, and they should be older males who can no longer fight. And they should also be under UN regulations. They should be put into the place nearest to their homeland so that they can actually be where people speak the same language and have the same traditions. They should not be put in the middle of Detroit.
Them. There haven't been three people go to Saudi Arabia from all this. They're all coming. They flush
Saudi
into
Arabia
Europe.
Has refugee tents and encampments open and ready. I mean, they have just vacant, brand new refugee camps that are sitting vacant because they don't want them, and nobody in the world is pressuring Saudi Arabia to take them.
So why do they even have the camps?
Such a joke. Exactly.
Just for looks. I mean, I agree with you, Jen. I mean, it would be the equivalent of if we had some refugee crisis here as Americans, and instead of going to Canada, where everybody
we go to Egypt
speaks our language and kind of looks like us, we would be sent to some like Pakistan or something. It makes no sense.
It's unbelievable to me that no one calls this out. I get why people are frustrated here. I get why people are frustrated in England. They don't want to be told how many of these people they have to accommodate.
You haven't been to Los Angeles lately, Victoria. There's plenty of Pakistanis wandering around the streets there. Hey. All right. Is that prejudice? Did I sound like a prejudice jerk?
Yes.
Well, you know.
All right. So it's 21.
Welcome back.
20, yeah, exactly. 21. I'm so happy to be back. 21 after.
Top Radio Countdown. Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Somebody tell us the time, please.
23 minutes past the hour.
Thank you very much.
Like Christian couldn't have just said it's 23 past the hour.
It's like my swatch is broken.
It's actually 24 past the hour.
Oh, there he is, Mr. TikTok.
Oh, well, he's back
in time. TikTok. Okay, so the Middle Eastern situation, we've sort of been talking about that. I don't want to overdo the only interesting thing about Russia this week, which is number 6 on the countdown, is Steven Seagal became a Russian citizen.
Really?
What a loss to America.
That is so funny.
Yeah, he and Putin are big friends. They go to all kinds of martial arts conventions.
They can ride horseback topless together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're naked
very
horseback riding.
Right.
Yeah. Seagal looks really weird. Looks like he's painted up all the time. His hair is this, you know, that plastic black, and his eyebrows are all black and bushy. And he looks
if
like
I were
somebody,
you and his new BFF is Putin, I'd just say that he looks very handsome.
Would you? Right. You think I'm intimidated by the likes of that? For heaven's sakes, Jennifer.
I think you look very handsome, Mr. Seagal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Might I say.
Okay, number 5 on the countdown is the price. I'm going to leave this to Richie because he loves to get off on this one.
What's that?
The announcement that was made of how the premiums are going to go up to the point where, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, there will be, I am making this prediction, as the new president gets into office and the new Congress gets to work, the number one thing, when people see what their premiums are going to be for next year, they haven't seen them yet, they will be apoplectic. This whole thing, the Affordable Health Care Act, good idea in basic terms, giving insurance or making sure people have available insurance so that they can cover the problems they may have health-wise. But this thing was so roundly and soundly misthought because the lobbyists for the insurance industry basically took over. And
now they hate it. And now they're all bailing on it.
Right. Yeah. They're all now running from cover.
There were 300 and some companies in the exchange. Now there's only like 140.
Yeah.
They're all
going down.
This, you know what? I'm not worried about it anymore. This thing is collapsing. It's imploding.
Well, but it's not. And we shouldn't say
it doesn't matter.
Satisfaction.
No.
Because it was a good idea.
Satisfaction. Because now it will force them. It will force them to rethink how they did it, and maybe it'll get done right. But it doesn't matter whether Hillary wins or Donald wins. it's imploding from the inside out, and somebody's going to need to manage it. Yeah. And I will tell you, we are just redoing our insurance for the next year. Every year, this is a massive project for us here at the radio network, come September, October, to figure out how we're going to get our new plan for the year and not raise everybody's prices by $400.
Yeah.
And we did it this year by raising everybody's deductibles by about $5,000 in order to keep their premiums low, and the company covers the deductibles.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, that's actually kind of smart. I mean, it's too bad.
It's the only way.
But you figure you're banking on keeping the premiums low.
Right.
It's going to be cheaper. How often you're going to have to do the deductible.
Right. Well, you might get one or two people who blow past their deductibles.
I mean, you have to do this too, Jen, because you're a business owner as well.
Yeah, we don't, actually, because we are exempt from the Obamacare restrictions. So we kind of deal with our employee insurance stuff on a one-off basis, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal with Obamacare. They wanted it to fail. It was set up to fail. It was never set up to be successful. The idea was that Obama was trying to do a single-payer system. He was trying to do socialized system, but he knew the American people would not accept that. So this was the first step in that direction, to try to make all of these promises, which were some of the biggest political lies in history, saying if you love your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Boom.
The premiums aren't going to go up. That was all bullpucky.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Him
people
sitting
bought
out
into
there
it.
Last week, him sitting out there last week going, most people's premiums haven't gone up. For most of the people, they're getting...
Right.
Well, it's the silver. If you're
see,
silver and above,
the issue that should be the issue. Well, one of the issues they're talking about, the presidential race itself, is other bunkum that means nothing. 28 past the hour here.
The top radio countdown.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle, it's this heartburn.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Feel free to express yourself by talking to the radio, not at the radio, but to the radio, about what we're discussing here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the hot hits in News Talk Radio for the past week. We're up to number 4, which is a focus on voter fraud. And I'll give you the best example I can. Well, there are a couple of different ways of looking at this. I got a kick out of seeing that a lot of voters signing up for the wrong party in the, in California especially, where there are a lot of interesting characters, Demi Moore, Emma Stone, Sugar Ray Leonard, among others, who signed up. They became what they thought were independent party members, but in fact, they signed up for the old George Wallace American Independent Party, which is still on the books in California.
It is. So, and Trump's a candidate for American Independent, which is strange.
Say that again?
Trump is the candidate for the American Independent Party.
He is?
Yeah. Trump is the candidate in California for the Republican and the American Independent Party.
How'd that happen?
Huh. I don't know, actually. It's just they, for whatever reason, I don't think they had anybody to run, so they just chose
him
as
put him
candidate.
In? Really?
Right.
Oh, I don't want to affect his chances of California voters much.
Correct.
Anyway.
He could be on the ballot 94 times, and it would still not work for
difference.
Him.
So here's an example of how this works and why fraud, the voter fraud problem, is as big as it is. We were just talking about illegal immigrants and the fact that many of them will be voting as somebody else. It's just the way it is. In many states, I have the ability to vote in 4 states if I want to. I know there
are... Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean allegedly? No, I'm admitting.
I'm just trying to protect you.
That's it. Why? Why try to the
system? Because somebody's going to show up to the polls in 4 different states as Doug Steffen and vote on your behalf.
Mm. Well, but if they do, that just more or less. Well, they can't in Arizona and Florida because I have a card. They have the, you got to have a card at least when you go to vote. It doesn't have a picture, but you have to have a card. In Massachusetts, you don't have to. California, you don't have to. You just show up.
I don't think I showed anything in New York. I offered
no, New York, you don't have to either.
In Virginia, my next-door neighbor is the polling person when I show up at my polling place.
Right.
And she still has to ask for my ID, even though she has lived right next door to me for 12 years.
Good.
I love it. She's like, sorry, I got to ask for your ID. I'm like, are you kidding? Here.
No. Yeah. So there's that, plus this continuing focus every time there's an election on voter fraud, or, I'm sorry, not voter fraud, but tampering with the equipment, not having the equipment prepared, not having enough people at the
polls. The Russians are hacking in.
Oh, come on. Would you please? Why do we put up with this crap? These people are being paid by the taxpayers to do a job that happens once a year in most jurisdictions, if even that, and they still can't get it right. And now there are lawyers all over the place, American Civil Liberties Union. You know, there were some of these organizations that were taxpayer-supported were not going to put lawyers out there because they don't have any money. So now special interest groups will have lawyers around looking to see, you know, how far the sign is away from the voting place and all of that nonsense, instead of checking to see who's voting. I would want to have a lawyer stand behind, I don't know if you can do this, up to the city clerk or the town clerk, I guess, because they run the elections. I'd like to have a lawyer stand behind and be able to question people when they come in. If somebody says, my name is Ralph Logostino.
Nader.
Prove it. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you look like you, you don't look Italian, whatever that means. You don't look the part. You know, maybe I'm using that as an exaggerated example, but you know what I'm saying. You know, if Victoria Keelan comes in and Victoria Keelan.
Bob Smith.
Well, yeah,
I'm Bob
whoever.
Smith and I'd like to vote.
Yeah. It just, but we laugh about this stuff, and it becomes jokes on the late-night shows, but it's serious business.
Oh, it happens.
Yes, of course it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens everywhere. And so you question whether whoever wins for the House or the Senate in your district or even the presidency, because that's mired with all kinds of problems, the Electoral College, and, I mean, this the whole thing is a mess. And why we continue, we say the same things. I've been talking on the radio for God knows how long, since 1974. And so my first election was Gerald Ford that I talked about on the air. And the questions were the same then. That was, what, 40, 30 years ago? Let's see, 86, 96, 2000. That's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And the issues are still the same.
Well, the division is greater because there's a 24-hour news cycle, because there's social media for people to bully each other, because the politicians on both sides have gamed us into making this a team sport while they're all out drinking scotch together and smoking cigars at night.
Yeah.
It's pretty, you know, and I think, gosh, that's what makes it so difficult, is like everybody is so angry.
Talking about war on the interview.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is so angry
social
at everybody
media
else.
Media changed everything. We are...
Stuff.
All of these cowards get up there and they post things on their keyboard in their private little space that they wouldn't dare say to a human face-to-face because they don't have the guts.
Yep.
Or they are too polite face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And it has changed the whole way that we do this whole process. And it's
Well, I mean,
be nice on social media, please.
The top three elements on the list this week are the races for the House and the Senate, Hillary Clinton and her emails, and the presidential race in Donald Trump. If you look at the list of people, Julian Assange
he's alive.
On the list. Vladimir Putin was in the list this week because of Steven Seagal becoming
a
citizen. Bill Clinton's on the list. Donna Brazil.
How you doing?
Oh, my God, what a phony baloney. Oof. Unbelievable. She is up to her Mickey in this thing.
Yeah.
And nobody's hanging her out to dry.
Not yet.
Well, she got booted from, what was it, CNN?
CNN,
right?
But she should have been booted from CNN when she became the head of the DNC, by the way.
Yes.
The fact that she is still, I mean, this just shows you.
The arrogance.
I mean, when you're in this circle, like, they dump out Debbie Wasserman Schultz for being in the tank
and
for
give
Hillary.
Her a job in the tank.
Then they bring in Donna Brazile, who is giving questions. I mean, could you imagine if that had happened with Reince Priebus and Donald Trump, if Reince was giving Trump questions in the debate? Are you kidding me? It would be a Firestorm.
What kind of name is Rent?
Right. It's probably, it sounds very German to me.
Yeah, it does. Right. Third Reich.
Right.
Perfect for Trump because he's just like Hitler, according to everybody, anyway.
I will get to Trump to the president.
That's what the Brits were telling me, by the way.
Start your lockstep.
Had my conversation in England with people. They want to know two things from Americans when they see him.
Are you voting for Trump?
Who are you voting for? No, not.
And what's with Reince Priebus' name?
Yeah, but then.
Oh, don't mention the Germans to the Brits. Ooh,
no, no, but then they start talking about. Then they equate Trump, many of them, to Hitler. And what will happen in Europe if Trump is the new president? That
it's
kind of stuff.
It's so ridiculous, by the way.
It is. It is. It's patently. It is. Not inane, it's inane, but it's ignorance. There's just so much ignorance.
And that's powerful. To call someone Hitler, you need to take responsibility for why you're calling them Hitler, and it's not just something to be thrown around.
Nobody takes responsibility for anything.
Come on.
No, they don't, because we have the social media.
They just say things.
Hide behind anything on social media. Okay, we'll pause for a moment, go through the people list. Well, let's see. Well, let's finish it. Uma Abedin is at number 6. Anthony Weiner is at 5. I wonder what's going on in that conversation between Hillary and Uma, because Wiener's laptop, they got
rehab.
The 16,000. Yeah, he's in sex rehab, but they took his computer. That's where they were Comer or whatever his name is. That's where the FBI found all those emails.
Wouldn't it be great if they found out that Anthony Weiner was sending sexual texts to Hillary Clinton?
I don't even put that in the universe, because we just can't take more.
My God.
The conspiracy theories is that there was some sort of pedophilia ring. Ugh.
With Weiner?
Yeah, I could definitely see
it's
that.
It's not surprising. Ugh.
What's that going to do with Hillary?
Disgusting.
Well, that she would have been aware of it. And
well, here's what I saw on the plane going over. When did I go? When I went over on whatever it was, a week ago. I watched on the plane a video prepared by the, I'm not sure if it was Republican Committee or whether it was the Trump people, but it links Abedin.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
To Hillary Clinton and to her father and her mother, who runs some kind of really weird anti-American.
She was born here in the States, moved to Saudi Arabia when she was 2, and moved back here when she was 18.
Her parents have connection to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Her parents run the schools in Saudi Arabia for the Muslim Brotherhood and her brother. Yeah. Yeah. So this video goes through and just connects her the Saudi money going through the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of tinfoil hat stuff, but it makes you go, huh.
Yeah, it does. It's a little exaggerated, but it does give you cause to think. It does, actually. It's true. Now the people in the focus. Courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine for the week of October 31st to November the 4th. At number 10, Julian Assange. We could probably leave him there almost permanently. Vladimir Putin and Steven Seagal at number 9. That's the funniest thing. Seagal becomes an official resident and member of the Russian, not party, but he's going to be a Russian citizen. Bill Clinton's at number 8. Donna Brazile, number 7. Uma Abedin, number 6. Anthony Weiner, number 5. James Comey is in the 4th position. President Obama, number 3. Would-be President Hillary Clinton, number 2. And would-be President Donald Trump, number 1. They're the ones that most people are talking about, except there are a lot of other things that are going on. We're all going to be very thankful we can actually start talking about some other issues a week from now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm 44 past the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your pack's fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website.
Now that's a game plan.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What does spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the hot hits, the stories that have made it this week, thanks to the work of the folks at Talkers, Michael Harrison and Kevin Casey and the group there. At number 10, a general discussion of what's going on the NFL, including rumors that Tom Brady might be traded. No. How could that be? Number 9, the Cubbies win the World Series. Hooray! Court implications with the Brexit deal. Is it going to happen or not? Number six, kind of tied together what's going on militarily in the Middle East. Number five, the premiums soar on the Affordable Health Care Act for next year. Look out for that. Voter fraud, number four on the stories list. The races for the House and the Senate, will they benefit from whoever wins, coattails on Hillary or Donald Trump? Hillary's email, number two, and Trump and the presidential race, number one, here on this week's Talk Radio Review. 48 past the hour now, as the Good Day Gang and the DJV folks, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Rich McFadden, overviewing the stories and the people on the charts this week. I'll tell you the number one thing for me. I go back and forth, but as I nose around a little bit and try to find the issues that push my buttons, the death tax is the number one thing. We've got immigration problems over there, taxes in general. But as a dairy farmer, owner of some substantive land that would be forfeited, if I were to croak tomorrow, I don't have enough cash to pay what it would cost for my family negotiate through whatever whatever my obligations would be as a dead person. Because when you're dead, you still have obligations to the feds. And the Internal Revenue Service has started a proposal, and this has got to be hung on Hillary Clinton. You see this kind of stuff, and these people run away from it.
But there is a bill now that Obama started quietly to amend the tax law so that family farmers and ranchers would not have the exemption to transfer their farm operations to the next generation without going through the death tax. This has been a big issue with farmers for years. It was modified, and now if you're a farm operator over 65 and you're not asking your candidate, whether it's for the House, the Senate, or for President, what their position is on the death tax as it relates to you, you're out of your mind. Because your family will never see, won't be able to keep that land under the proposal from Obama. It's 10 minutes for the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time now. You can trust the information that's here. Matter of fact, you can follow all the proceedings here on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen. And you can like us too on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Our job now is to go through the top five items from the world of technology this week, counting down from number five to number one. Victoria has the meat, I have the potatoes, or the gravy in that I am the big-voiced announcer, starting at number five, madame.
Well, this week, Netflix got a little bit of competition from a new website called Napflix. And if you're having trouble sleeping at night, your Netflix binge-watching in bed might be to blame. Of course, you know, sitting in front of any screen or device keeps your brain waves very charged up, and it's difficult to fall asleep after that. So Napflix is a new site that guarantees to show you content that will make you fall asleep. And it has anything from 3 hours straight video of a beach and waves rolling in, a 1 hour video of a Minecraft video game of a chicken walking around just pecking. It's an electronic looking chicken that just walks around a barnyard and does what chickens do. I guess that's relaxing. That's relaxing to some people. And of course, if you really can't fall asleep, Netflix is showing the 2013 World Chess Finals. You will absolutely fall asleep. So no more Netflix at night. It's all about Napflix.
Number four on the list of the top five from the world of technology this week.
Well, another story that came out this week, Apple has delayed production and releasing the AirPods. And those are the wireless earbuds that are supposed to be the companion to the new iPhone 7, which no longer has an iPhone jack. So they delayed the AirPods. We don't know exactly why. We suspect it's a design flaw, i.e. they don't stay in your ears. They fall out all the time. And so now there are a lot of other companies that are rushing wireless earbuds to the market, including model Kendall Jenner has teamed up with two very unlikely people that you wouldn't think she even knows, Black Eyed Peas super producer Will.i.am and supermodel Naomi Campbell. The three of them have come together and released wireless headphones called Buttons. And these look really cool. They're very futuristic. They literally look like a round disc button that sticks in your ear. They come in black, gray, rose gold, which is huge, and regular yellow gold. They're Bluetooth enabled, and they can you can play music and talk on your phone wirelessly for 6 to 8 hours before charging. They are expensive. They're currently at Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale's, and Equinox Gyms. They're $229. But the good thing is, unlike the AirPods, they actually, when you're not using them, they have a little band that goes around the back of your neck, and it's magnetic, so it snaps, and it almost looks like a choker necklace. So you won't lose your earbuds, which is a big complaint about the Apple model. So Apple has to catch up now.
All right, catching up to number three on the list of the top five tech items this week.
Well, this is going to be big. Starting next week, you'll be able to shop directly through Instagram. And I know, Doug, you're so excited about this because you are on Instagram all the time. And so they're starting out with 20 select brands, Abercrombie & Fitch, Coach, Tory Burch, Kate Spade, Warby Parker, to name a few. And so you'll be able to, when you look at a post on Instagram, you see a product that you like, instead of having to figure out where the link is to go and shop that, you'll be able to shop directly through that post, which is huge for merchants and for advertisers, because Instagram is where everybody's spending all their time now, more so than Twitter or any other social media site.
All right, number two. I have people that have disagreed with that, by the way, this week, but that's neither here nor there. I know.
In what age bracket?
Your age bracket, actually. Maybe even a little younger than you. All right, emojis coming to Apple. I love emojis. I use them all the time. Inside out, upside down. Great.
Well, you know, then as an avid emoji user, I'm sure you have also been complaining that there is no avocado, there is no bacon, and there is no croissant emoji. But that is all going to change. Apple revealed this week that they have a whole brand new redesigned emoji packet. They have not announced what date yet it will be hitting, but it will be coming soon with avocado, bacon, and croissants. Also, a little tribute to David Bowie, because they only have a male rock star as a current emoji. Now they have female rock stars, and they all look like Ziggy Stardust. So there's a little more something for everybody.
Number one, what happens to at POTUS and at FLOTUS when the Obamas are gonzo?
This is actually a question that the press asked during a press briefing this week. What happens to at POTUS and at FLOTUS, the Twitter handles, when the Obamas leave office? Now, of course, they're the first, he is the first president to ever use social media. Turns out they will be passed on to the next president and first lady. And the current tweets will be archived.
I was hoping it would be at Flunky and at Dunky or something. That would be more appropriate either. Who shows up? All right, those are the top five tech items on Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.